Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. And hello, everybody. I have returned with insane musician. It's actually been in my head today. I was actually listening to one of his songs and when I was driving to work today, and it was in my head all day. So I've been listening to his songs all day. No kidding. Everybody, this is Corey M. Coons, and yes, it's really simple. I've had problems with pronouncing people's names, but actually it's very simple name, so I'm able to get it. Anyway, I'm glad you could be here. Guys, he is very professional. He's won awards. He's have done gigantic albums and projects. So I'm so excited to have you with us.
Well, I appreciate being here. Thank you so much for having me on the Wrap It Up podcast. It's an honor.
Aw, he's such an honor, guys. It's so sweet. And yeah, but since I'm at Michael, I've been able to get good people on here. I've met some of the other people, that along with that management group. So it's been nice getting to know you guys.
Yeah, well, thank you. Michael's great. I mean, he's done wonders for independent artists, all over the world. So it's great to be affiliated with Michael and MTS Management for, I guess, 3 or 4 years now. I've been working with Michael.
Oh, well, that's excellent. 4 years.
Pretty close, I think.
Very, very good. That means he's really good. If you're able to be with him for 4 years, that's amazing.
Yeah, he's great.
That's amazing, incredible. So being a professional musician, you are. There's people out there that unfortunately do not know who you are. So would you mind giving a little info about you?
Yeah, for sure. Basically, I'm a singer-songwriter and professional recording artist from Canada, Ontario, Canada, actually, just south of Ottawa, Ontario, which is the capital city in Canada. And well, I live outside of Ottawa, actually. I'm south of Ottawa, about probably a 45-minute drive south. So I'm kind of out in the country and actually pretty close to the border of New York State. So kind of out here in the country in between some small towns. And I pretty much grew up out here and started playing music, I guess, about the age of 13. I was just, basically in public school or elementary school and started playing bass guitar. I picked one up at the age of 13. And then from there, I just, I'd always had like 6-string guitars alongside my bass and always kind of, wrote little melodies and little ideas for songs and started writing a lot of my own music once I hit high school. So that would have been like, the late 80s, kind of dating myself here going back. I'm closing in on 50 now. So I've been doing this about 30 years professionally, taking off on the road around 19 years old, sort of thing, with some different bands back in the day. So, but yeah, high school, kind of when I started writing music and kind of honing my craft, I guess you would say, and playing some high school performances with some friends and, putting an original song here and there and just going from there and then taking off on the road across Ontario in the early 90s for my first sort of road trip with a group of guys. It was like a classic rock, sort of retro rock band that we had, a 5-piece band of guys, and took off big bus across Ontario and did that in the early 90s. And then later on, and then I guess probably the late 90s, I took off with a different group I had met and joined. And they were sort of the same style of music, like retro rock and a lot of cover songs. And they were called Us, or US, with a little dot in between the U and the S. So, and they did the whole scene, like the circuit in the southern United States, the southeast, actually. I was down there for most of 1998, playing with the clubs and the frat houses for universities and colleges, and all that kind of scene. So I got my feet wet again, sort of thing, doing a lot of, you know, road traveling. And come off the road, I guess, around 1999, the end of 99, closing in on the new millennium in 2000, and started working really heavily on my own music and recorded, I guess I recorded an album with like a sort of a classic rock project I had of my own called Tycoons, which was like a rock band sort of format. I built it around and did an album in late 99, released that and played some local venues around Ottawa. In 2004, I released my first independent solo record called From the Ground Up. And that carried me through for a couple of years in the early 2000s. And from then on, I've just been recording and, you know, playing live and doing shows and up and down the Eastern Ontario region. And I guess over the past 7 or 8 years, I was fortunate enough to get down into the States again. And you know, got to record in Los Angeles and San Francisco with Ron Nevison, who's a major record producer. Over the years, he's done many, many classic rock bands that you've heard on the radio, and from Bad Company to Led Zeppelin, and, you know, Heart and Kiss, and all those classic melodic rock bands over the years. So I got to work with him in 2014 and in 2018. Did an album, two albums with him. I did an EP in 2014 called Share a Little Time, and then 2018 I did The Long Road Home. Well, it was recorded in 2017, I think, and then it came out in 2018, sort of thing. So. And yes, so we sprinkled with some EPs in between there. And then my latest EP last year was called 33 and a Third. Had a couple of really cool singles that I'm proud of. One was Leavin', and the other one was called Good Times Gone, both released on MTS Records. And kind of leads us up to now with a new single that I just released this year called Freedom Road about 3 weeks ago. So, kind of a little time capsule for you.
Wow, I'm just shocked and blown away. How all that came in place. I'm kind of shocked and blown away. So my mouth is kind of fuzzled at the moment.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. I'm gonna stop saying that for now. I just wanted to just say that's so much commitment. 30 years with music, firstly, that's amazing that you lasted long in that. That's really good. I commend you with that, and I'm also really glad that you mentioned Canada, because I love Canada. I love meeting people there. So far, people that I've met, I absolutely. I have friends. I have a couple of friends in Canada. They live around Ontario. Whatever the fuck that that city is that you mentioned. They live around there, so hopefully you'll bump into them. Maybe.
Yeah, Ontario is a big province. I mean, so you never know. I mean, there's a lot of talented people come out of Canada and Ontario too. So.
Yeah, I've met so many people. Like, I've met a couple of folks from Canada myself, and I just interviewed somebody, I think, yesterday that was from Canada as well, so this is so ironic.
Very cool.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, this is based on you. So, I just want to kind of get a feel for a moment. Mentioned also on Instagram, you are also, you know, a father, you have children, you have a whole family going. How have you been able to manage your music and your personal life?
Well, that's always a balance, you know. You have to find the balance in your family life and your professional life and your career. I've been very fortunate that I met my wife probably close to 20 years ago now. You know, I was playing a show actually in a town not far from where I'm from here, and we kind of met at a club sort of thing one time when a former band of mine was playing. And so she kind of, you know, knows what I'm all about from the time she met me, sort of thing. So it's always been my passion. It's in my heart to be a musician and performer. So we met, like I said, probably 18 to 20 years. We've been married 18 years. So I mean, we've been together at least 19, almost 20 years. And then we were fortunate enough to have my daughter, who's now 7 and a half. So, you know, she's just been a complete blessing to have her in our lives. And she keeps us on our toes all the time. And she's actually quite a good little singer in her own right. She helped me out on a Christmas song last year that I released, and another song that was actually a 30-year-old song that I re-released the acoustic version of that I had her sing some backing on to, just here in my little setup of studio recording gear that I have in my house. So we did a couple songs and had her join me on them, and was fortunate enough to release those. And so it's a, you know, it's a happy balance, and being home lately because we homeschool my daughter too. So I'm home quite a bit between doing homeschool and, you know, just working on my music and promoting my music with Michael and everything too. So it's you know, it's always, it's a balance, but you just you know, you just make it work. You know, you make it work. It's great to be grounded and have that grounding sort of element in your life. Have I lost you?
Oh, sorry. No, you didn't. Oh, shit, I'm sorry. You know what? Let's just show for the record that I, you know, this is the show for flaws. As you guys noticed, crazy and shitty things have happened on the show, for one. These things happen, one. You know, so things happen. So I'm not going to fuck around and try and edit this, unless it's like big, like not that you're like big, of course. Like if like Beyonce was coming, then that would be the time. Like I cannot make any mistakes, but I'm taking a more raw approach of the show itself. So the show is to represent and to showcase musicians, and musicians, as musicians, we make mistakes all the damn time. I know for certain you have made mistakes. Every single musician has made one too many mistakes. We make them. And we can't do anything about it. We just have to accept and move on. So this is the show for mistakes. So anything weird can happen, because that's what I celebrate. I celebrate diversity. So for one, yes, I do forgive, but at the same time, that's natural. This is my natural environment. Cool. But yeah, if you feel me, family or not,
it's all good.
Cool. I'm gonna continue on before anything else bad happens. Let's jump right into Freedom Rider. Now, that is your latest single that has just been released. I forgot when it was, but I know that is your latest single. Now, I want you to lay us down exactly your latest single, because you released a lot of music. It would take us about a whole week to try and go through all your songs. I just want to go through your latest single. So I want you to lay down everything about your single, you know, production, inspiration, songwriting. Let everything out of your body about the single. Don't leave anything out.
Cool. Well, basically the new single is titled Freedom Road. And it's a song that I've been working on most of this year. Earlier this year, I started writing that song, and the ideas kind of came forth. I think basically the premise or the idea for the song and the inspiration really, it speaks for itself in the title. I think if you just, you talk about our freedoms and the things that we all have in our life, and the things that we might take for granted, you know, I think it talks about never taking freedom for granted and the simple things, in the current difficult times maybe that we're facing. You know, freedom really doesn't have a cost. So there's the, I think it portrays the fact that there's a lot of built up frustration maybe and anger going on around the world right now. Sometimes we have to brave the storm and stand up for our beliefs. You know, anything that you believe in, you have to really stand up for it. And freedom is something that I don't think anybody should take for granted and should always be stood up for, in my opinion. So. And, you know, also speaking your own truth, maybe loss of innocence a little bit in there, finding the common ground with common man and asking, you know, you have to ask God or your higher power for strength and healing sometimes on the journey of faith. So I think really that's sort of what encompasses the whole meaning behind the song. And the, you know, getting that message out there, I think it's important. I think that, especially right now. You know, we need to cherish everything that we have in our lives and the freedoms we have. So I think that's pretty well it. And then if I can talk about the players that played on the song with me, my good friend Mark Muir from Cornwall, Ontario, who I've known for many years. We've traveled on the road together over the years and just been really good friends and bandmates and stuff. And he helped out majorly with this song. He did the lead and rhythm guitars on it, some harmony guitars, and played some 12-string acoustic on there. He also was involved in the production of the song. Sort of, we kind of co-produced it ourselves between his studio and, you know, my home little setup I have at home, sending ideas back and forth. And then we had also Mr. Chris Golden from Hendersonville, Tennessee, very close to Nashville, who I've been very fortunate to become friends with in the last 2 to 3 years. I got to meet him down in Tennessee when I went to the Josie Music Awards for 2019, which I was also nominated for, and was very honored to be there. We got to, you know, see Chris perform. And Chris Golden is actually the son of William Lee Golden, who was a member of the Oak Ridge Boys, very, very big, you know, gospel group over the years in the States. So Chris is very family, musically oriented. Very talented, you know, multi-instrumentalist. He played drums, piano, and organ on the new song. He sent me the files by way of internet sharing, you know, and we sang together here back in Ontario, and Mark did a great job of producing it and mastering the song. So really happy with the way things really turned out, and I'm very honored and appreciative of those guys for what they brought to this song, and they really made it come to life. So it's not just me as the singer, you know, there's other people involved in making a song come to life. So I'm very proud of it.
As you should. It sounds like to be an amazing I think that is one of the few songs I have not I did earlier, but the Wi-Fi cut out, so I couldn't finish the whole thing. But I plan to I really am going to finish out the whole thing.
Well, I appreciate your comment. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. This is an open space after all. Get it? Open the Zoom. I'm funny.
So where are you located?
I'm in Texas, actually. I'm in the U.S.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and I appreciate you asking me, because I usually have a segment of a switch interview, but I appreciate you jumping out and asking me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. I love, I love the States. It's been a while since I've been able to get there, so. Texas, I have not been to yet, so hopefully I will get the chance to come there sometime.
Yeah, hopefully. I would love to see you tour one day. I would love to see you. And hopefully if you do, you know, you'll remember me and maybe you'll give me perks or something.
We'll see how everything goes, right?
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. But I'm pretty sure that you'll eventually be able to tour down here, hopefully. So that's just my little wish for you, but
Awesome.
yeah. Did you want to say something? I'm sorry. I do have a habit of cutting, so if I do cut, I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. You just kind of let things flow the way you want them to go. And I'm here to answer the questions and talk about what we want to talk about with music.
Awesome, sweet. All right. Now, let's jump into your general ways of music. What is your method and ways that you go about your music generally as a musician?
As far as writing songs, as far as sort of the way that I write the songs, or what specifically are you asking?
I'm saying all songwriting, production, all of it.
Okay. Well, I think I look at music as, well, most musicians and writers and songwriters look at it as a real expression of yourself, right? And sort of wanting to resonate your message with as many people as you can. And music's my passion, so whatever I do in music, I have to be passionate about it. So if I don't feel it right off the bat, then it's probably not going to work for me. So when I start writing a song, there's no real cookie cutter way for me to do it. I really have to be inspired by something, whether it's something I read or whether it's something I've experienced or whether it's a family or personal friend, influence, whether it's in the past where I've written songs about my mom and dad who have now passed on, and things that really hit home. Also wrote a song when my daughter was two. I did a little song that we did for her as sort of a tribute, just about her life and everything, being so much happier since she's been in our lives. So did a song about her called Eyes of Blue. And then, of course, with my parents being gone, like I had mentioned, this song called Remember Me from 2014. So, each one is different. Really have any certain way of going about it. I think if you talk about your muse or the messages coming from, coming from above, from your higher power, or wherever they sort of drop in from. I just kind of let the songs guide me and the messages guide me, whereas opposed to trying to make something, guide that idea yourself into something maybe that it really doesn't go the way you hoped it would go. So I just kind of let the songs now kind of take me for the ride. And once you write something and you put something together, I think it becomes everybody else's song. You kind of have to let that go out into the universe. And becomes everybody else's and what they can take from it and the meanings and the maybe the story they get from it and how it affects their life and how it resonates with them. So I think everybody takes a different meaning from something, So that's why when I people say, well, what's a certain song about when you write it? I say, well, what's it mean to you? Because really you're the listener and you're the one experiencing the emotions from the song. So what does it mean to you? And if it means something to you, well, then I've done a good job at portraying, the message. So I think that's kind of how I'll go about the songwriting process. With instrumentation, that sometimes it's just me playing a riff on a guitar. Other times it might just be me singing melody and then working my arrangement on guitar around that later, sort of thing. So, like I said, there's never any one certain way or cookie cutter magic that I go about writing each song. They all come differently. So
Yeah.
hopefully I explained that well.
Yeah, no kidding. But I appreciate you going in depthly. And that question though, how do you feel? Like that's a question, importantly, that's like the most important question you could ask yourself when it comes to music, or you can even ask somebody about that. That's how you can really truly understand about themselves and about the listener. I mean, that's really huge that you would mention there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, coming from a song, because I'm a musician too, I'm a songwriter. So coming from me, that's like, It's like that's like you get to understand the listener more and you get to know them more.
Yeah.
So I feel that that's vital. That's really important that we ask that. So not only do we get to know the listener more, but we get to improve as well as musicians.
Definitely.
And I'm not surprised either. I'm not surprised either. You bring a lot of experience to the table.
Yeah, I think it's just, experiences are a big part of songwriting, I think, too. For me, anyway, if it's not real sometimes, it's kind of hard to write songs if it's you don't have a real emotion behind it or something. Something real to sort of dig into,
I mean, what you're doing works. It's actually the best. I like though that it really dives into the listener and everything, so you can really get that close connection when you're songwriting. Now that's like genius.
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
That's like pure genius. No problem. Perfect. That's really good. I just wanted to get a little vibe from you. Overall, I wanted to know how would you, as a musician, describe your music?
I have many influences over the years, so to describe my music, I think it's basically a melting pot of like many different genres and styles. I mean, I grew up, from the time I started listening to music, I might have had probably like, old country influence from way back in the day when I used to listen to my mom's stereo in the living room in our old house growing up, and there was always a country station on here locally. So I got to listen to old country music like Kenny Rogers and Johnny Cash and all that sort of thing from early on, like in my, like 5 to 10 or 12 years old, sort of growing up years there. But then when I got into my teens and then started high school, of course your musical tastes change. So I started listening to more like, radio friendly melodic rock stuff, and then of course like a lot of stuff that came out of Los Angeles when I was in high school, like there was a whole sort of hard rock, and hair band scene that came out of Los Angeles that I, when I was in high school here in Canada, it was a big thing. MTV and Much Music in Canada, that was always all over the place. So that kind of, was a big influence through my later teen years. And then as I got into my 20s and started traveling and playing music more, all these other influences start coming into play, like, anything from roots rock and country rock, some folk elements maybe once in a while over the years, all kinds of things come in there and pop, even my dad, I remember when he was still alive, he used to listen to like the old crooners like Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra. So nowadays, as I'm older and we have dinner here at home, I'll, my wife and I and my daughter will put on some Dean Martin or something over dinner just to listen to and, like Michael Bublé, stuff like that. So any, it's pretty much a melting pot. But I think if I'm going to describe my sound currently in the last probably 7 or 8 years, I would say it's really like a roots rock mixed with some country vibe and there's some Americana in there. Even a little more spiritual element lately, in the last 7 or 8 years, I would say some spiritual elements have gotten into music. I've always written pretty positive. So I like to convey a positive message and try not to be too negative with things because there's enough negativity going on in the world. And you got to try and shine some light sometimes, Yeah, I think that sort of describes where I'm at currently. Did I lose you again?
Yeah, no kidding, no kidding, no kidding. Okay, but your approaches are definitely worth it, and they're working clearly because you're able to basically be your own boss, your own manager. That's really good.
Yeah, definitely.
That's really amazing. I mean, to be able to do all that, that's pretty cool too. I mean, I don't know if I could ever do all that, what you're doing, but you just make it look so easy.
Well, it's just part of what I do, right? I appreciate the comments. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the same guy said yesterday when I gave him compliments, he was like, "Oh my God, that's the best thing anybody's ever said to me." So I appreciate every single compliment. To all the past ones, of course. So I just got a nine-full feel from you as a musician. So I heard that you got nominated for Josie and a bunch of other awards. How was it like at your first award show as a musician?
Well, it was really amazing. It was very cool to go to Tennessee. I got to go, and like 2 years ago, I guess it would be now, in 2019, I got to go to the Josie Music Awards. I was nominated that year for my album, for Male Album of the Year, for the Long Road Home album I did. It was amazing because it was a family trip too, and I got to bring my wife and my daughter, and they got to experience the whole award thing and the show, and getting to go to Pigeon Forge and Dollywood, which is the big amusement park in Pigeon Forge. And so it was a great outing and a great thing musically and family-wise altogether. So that was really cool. That was kind of my second sort of award experience because I was actually, a few years prior to that, I got to go to Los Angeles and do the LA Music Awards. And that was kind of cool too, although I didn't get to bring my family to that one. My daughter really just, she was just born maybe 6, 7 months, prior to me going to the award show back in 2014. So, but that was really cool. And just getting to experience meeting all the musicians from, all over the place, all the independent musicians that are working hard and trying to get their music out there and, playing their shows. And a lot of people have a lot of stuff in common, when you get to meet these people. So just an overall great experience. And like I said, traveling and getting to see some country on the way down there, driving to Tennessee and driving back. A lot of stuff, a lot of beautiful scenery and stops along the way. Just a really, really good experience. Much like being on the road almost. Any more questions?
Sorry, it's been so flustered. And part of it is also because I'm like mildly blown away by all this. So, wrap it out, the ton of mistakes. Get it? Mistakes. Oh, I'm so funny. I gotta stop saying, oh. That's awesome. What's been going on? And honestly, I'm so happy and so proud of what you've accomplished as an artist. And I know this ain't the end for you. I know this is not the end for you. I know you got things coming up. So I just wanted to get this off my chest before I forget later. So just feel free to answer this though. I know this is a difficult question to ask,
But I just wanted to know, what are your future plans involving music? What's next for you?
Well, I'm always writing. I have songs that I kind of have on the back burner, and I'm always writing. And I have some songs that I still want to record. So we're focusing on this single right now with Freedom Road, and we're just, trying to promote that and get that message out there with the song and the lyric video right now. But there's always new stuff on the horizon. It'll probably be another single that I will release maybe in the new year. It's tough right now to put, to get the time and the budgets and everything and the people together to do a full album or even an EP is kind of tough these days with the way everything's going on. But I still would like to do another album for sure, and I'd like to get out and play some more shows again. So, that's looking towards the future a little bit into the new year. But yeah, I think just I'm always writing and always creating stuff. So sometimes they just take a little longer or a little more time to get new ideas. But and I'm being busy at home with family and like I said, doing homeschooling with my daughter and everything. So that takes up a lot of time and priorities. So in between the time that I can find and to write and record, there's definitely going to be more stuff. It's just going to be, when that will be. Hopefully within the next, like I said, few months into next year or by next summer, definitely there should be some more material out there. So it's kind of where I'm at, sort of thing.
Yay, I'm so excited. You got me hyped. I'm so excited. Oh, I'm so stoked.
Cool.
Yay. I'm so excited. I know you guys can't tell by my facial and my voice, but I'm really excited.
That's great. I appreciate the excitement.
Yeah, of course, of course. Of course, I am all for it myself. My God. All right. To addition to your question earlier, I know I don't reveal much about me, but I feel like a switch interview is crucial. This is also so that we build a nice relationship, you and I, because it's important. All right. So this is your time to dare or ask me anything that you want. Anything you want that comes out of your head. Anything, I am an open book.
Well, I just know the voice. I don't know the face, and I don't know a whole lot about you, but I'm really honored to be here on your show. And you mentioned you're a musician and a songwriter, I think. So what kind of songs do you write and perform, and what are your inspirations?
Good question. There's three genres that I know really well. It's pop, rap, and R&B.
Cool.
Oh yes. Those are three genres that I listen to all the time. Those are the three that I work well with when it comes to writing music. Rap, I've been writing rap for a little while, so I'm used to it. Pop music is something that I'm used to because I also sing, and R&B because R&B is a part of me.
I like R&B. Good stuff.
Oh yeah. I love it. It really gets down in the instrumental and it really touches you.
You like Prince?
Yes. Oh, people need to know that I will forever love Prince.
Yeah, Prince was great.
Oh, he
And
was
then
fantastic.
Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5 back
Oh,
in
they
the
were
day was great.
fantastic. They're fantastic. Don't even get me started. Do not get me started, Corey. Do not. We'll be here for a very long time. Do not get started with me on those. Don't. Do not. But yeah, those are legends, and they will continue to be legends. As far as inspiration goes, inspirations come from everywhere for me. They come from everywhere for me. So it could be I could be driving one day, and boom, that could be a new song idea for me. So inspiration really comes from anywhere that I find good for me. So I don't really have a specific place that I would even, think of. I don't really have a specific place. Inspirations come from everywhere.
Yeah, well, that's good. It's a great way to be. Just let the inspirations come in, and then you let them take over, and they take you where you want to go. So,
Yes. You're exactly right. And God, I just found out, and this will make me happy too, that you're the only person. I just looked at my schedule again, and you're like the only person. So I did not know that. That makes me happy. I'm celebrating. Oh, yes. And I can't tell, but I'm so happy. And just going on, just wanted to have a little moment there. How'd you find MTS management anyway? How'd you find Michael?
Well, I'd known him for a few years prior to starting to work with him. Actually, I was researching out some sort of management people and things on the internet, and I came across MTS Management. Reached out to him there. Oh, it's probably 8 or 10 years ago now that I first reached out to him, and we kept in touch all that time. I didn't start working with him right away because, I was at a different place with my music, I guess, sort of thing, and being in Canada, and he's based out of Pittsburgh, right? So, but that doesn't really make a difference. I mean, when you're working in promotion nowadays, you can do it from anywhere and promote artists from all over the world, right? So, but no, I liked what he did, and I always thought he was a pretty honest guy, and I always like people who are honest and that look out for the artists and not just for themselves. So I was always impressed with that part of everything, and kept in touch with Michael. And then after I guess it would have been, well, I'm saying it's probably 3 to 4 years at least that we've been working together now. So it would have been around the time at the ground up, not sorry, not the From the Ground Up. That was my first record. Long Road Home came out. We really, really were working together quite a bit at that point. Single after single, we were promoting. I think there was 4 or 5 singles we promoted off that record. So yeah, he's just great. And then of course he put together the MTS record label. So when I release my songs, I'm actually on the MTS record label, which is an independent label too. So when it gets sent to Spotify and all the digital platforms, right, it's on MTS Records. So it's pretty cool to be on his independent label and working together along with him promoting everything. So that's kind of how that all sort of took shape. How did you meet with Michael? Did you just reach out one day, or did he send stuff to you, or? Do I still have you there? Maybe I'm having audio problems here. Hello? Yeah, I'm not hearing you on my screen. Unmute my audio. Hello? Good, but I think I've lost my audio. Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, now I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on with my computer. I don't know. Weirdness, I guess.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, but sorry, I'm going to try and fix this. I'm going to try and fix whatever this is. Which is my bad, too. What was I on? Oh, yeah. Got it. So, Michael. I reached out to him because I thought that he was a musician. I thought so. It was either by email, I'm trying to remember. It was by some sort of contact. I contacted him and I asked him for an interview. He was like, I actually manage artists. And I'm like, wow, okay. And he just sent me like a whole list of musicians to interview, and he's been connecting me with people. I've been connecting with others for interviews, and we've been kind of like working together for a couple months now.
Right on.
Oh yeah, and a lot of people like Pamela, Robert Wagner, and Robert Wagner. A lot of people from his management I've interviewed once or twice.
Yeah, he's got a lot of artists that he works with. He's doing very well. He's great to work with.
Oh yeah, no doubt about that. No doubt about that. Now, just a curiosity: is your artist name like your real name, or is it like a code name?
No, it's my full God-given born name. So my middle name was Mervin, so it's Corey Mervin Coons. That's my full name. So I just keep the middle initial M for my professional billing and stuff. So it keeps me close to my dad's name. So.
Oh, cool, cool. Just going to make sure. Not a lot of artists use their real names, so I just wanted to get a good place. Just wanted to get a good place in.
Cool.
Awesome. And again, y'all, I'm sorry for the empty spaces. You know, as you guys know, this show's very raw, so it's very natural. So just think of it as like breaks. Anywho, let's zoom back to this. Now, I wanted to ask a serious question. Like, how has the pandemic been treating you? How has it been? How has it been making you during, you know, the pandemic?
Well, it's affected the live shows. There hasn't been nearly enough live shows over the last 18 to 20 months. I mean, there's been a few. I've kind of stuck more close to home doing the parties and stuff at the end of the last summer here that just ended. And the previous year in 2020, there was maybe like, you know, three or four live shows that I got to do, more acoustic stuff. So that's hurt for sure. I just think, you know, being home, being close to the family, though, is something that I'll cherish right now. So, I mean, you have to look at the bright side, right? So, I think it's, you know, it gives you time to write more songs and stuff, too, and record more. But I'm hoping that things get back out and turn around with the live shows again. So, that's something I miss doing a lot more. So I think that's probably the biggest thing.
Okay. Yeah, I love that you're making a positive thing with that. I love that you made the pandemic a positive kind of thing for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Like I said, we have to look at the positives as much as we can, because you know, you get pretty dark or pretty negative sometimes if you don't. So
that's honestly very, very true. It's very true. And I appreciate that you're taking a positive side of everything. That just makes things better, at least for everybody that's meeting you, including me. So.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course, of course. No problem. No problem at all. Now, you have mentioned before the show that you would like a live piece for your showcase. I have not done live, so I'm so excited to see what you have for us. So. Oh, no, wait. I'm sorry. Not live. My brain's been off. Father, I forgot. No. You have a recorded piece. Let me just clarify, everybody. It's not live. It's a track set. And I'm gonna just leave it as a surprise. So false alarm. It's not. It's actually a piece. My bad. My bad. Okay. My bad. Mistakes happen. That'd be hilarious. It's very hilarious, and I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry for.
That's all right. He's got the track, so he's got the studio version, so he can use that for sure.
Oh, cool. I'm glad you understood. I thought you would hate me or something.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're so sweet. You're so sweet. And I know I kind of cut off the Switch interview over a couple of minutes ago, but did you have anything you'd like to throw at me additionally to what you had earlier?
Well, just I'd like to say thank you again very much for having me on the podcast. It's been great to chat with you here, and it's always great to get my music out to a new audience and a wider audience. I really appreciate that. And if anybody wants to check out any of my stuff, my music, you can go to my official website at www.coreymcoons.com. And all of the links are there at the main page of the website. You can, go to YouTube, or you can go to Spotify, and you can go to the Apple iTunes links, or you can also go to the audio section. And if you're looking for CDs, all the ones that I have available are listed there. And so just check out the music if you get the chance, and please try to get a chance to listen to the new single. I hope it brings a lot of positivity and some light, like I said, and in some darker times maybe most of us have been experiencing in the last 18 to 20 months, in the difficult times. So I hope it really brings a positive light to people, and helps keep people happy.
Well, thanks for that side note. Thank you. I will be sure to check you out. You've been so great. Quit. I don't think this is the first interview. I'm glad you're being like natural this.
Thank you again. I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, of course, of course. And I'm glad you can make it by me with all the interview requests. Am I right?
Yeah, that's great. No, I mean, I make the time when I can. Sorry for any little sound interruptions here on my end with the phone or anything like that. Sorry about that part.
Nah, I should be the one apologizing. It's my crap that keeps messing things up. And my computer
technology back. You can never depend on technology.
So. You can't. That's very true. And please, everybody, do not depend on technology. Do not.
Well, listen, yeah. Great. Thank you very much for the opportunity today.
Yeah, of course. You've been amazing. And I honestly appreciate being so patient and understanding. Like, you have no idea how much that means to me.
No problem. And best of luck with all of your music, too, and all of your artistic endeavors.
Oh, thank you. And I wish nothing but the best from you as well. I cannot wait to see what the future has from you. And hey, keep me updated. I mean, I'm online all the time. So if you send me an email, like for example, at 5 a.m. in the morning, 6 a.m., 6:30-ish, I'll be right there.
Sounds good. Well, thank you very much. You have a great night.
You too. It looks like you got a business as well. Do you have to go somewhere? You got plans tonight?
Well, we're getting ready for dinner here shortly, so.
Gotcha. That makes better sense. Of course you have to go and prepare dinner. You got a whole family going on. I get it. You have a whole life ahead. I get it. But honestly, I appreciate you even for the little time. I appreciate you. You have no idea how much that means to me. Guys, make sure to check out Corey M. Coons down below in the link provided. He is an incredible musician. If you ever look for collabs, you should hit him up. Make sure to check out his brand new single, now out on all platforms. Make sure to keep on supporting Rap It Out Podcast everywhere on social media. And God, that is a wrap for tonight, folks. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I cannot wait to see you guys in the next one. And I apologize for all the nonsense that's going on. And I cannot wait to see you guys on the next one. Hello, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight as we dove into a wonderful podcast episode. Now, in this following segment, you will get a chance to hear this artist's showcase, because every artist that comes on the show requires to do a showcase. So buckle up, get some popcorn, and enjoy the showcase. I hope you guys love it, and check out the artist when you get a chance to. Hope you guys love it. Enjoy.
Freedom road, on and on we go. breeze that sets your feet down. Freedom roll. Freedom roll. Freedom roll. Need this wave.